University of Missouri is home to numerous labs, but the Department of Human Development and Family Science, or HDFS, is perhaps one of the most extensive and historic that you can find. From education to research, HDFS focuses on the science of being human through interactions with family members, teachers, schools, peers, social media, and romantic partners. I'm Rachel Norden, and I sat down to chat with Miranda Kleins, director of the Child Development Lab at HDFS, or the CDL, a hidden gem that's been active here on campus for over 100 years. In a bit of an unusual approach, we'll be expanding on a recent episode of The Daily Blend, where AC also spoke with Miranda. So if you haven't listened to that episode yet, bookmark us and come back once you have. Or jump right in and join the conversation here on Thinking Out Loud. Okay, so I saw your Daily Blend episode today. It was really good. I love the topics you guys discussed with. So a great opportunity to just kind of expand on the things that you talked about with AC since that interview was so recent. So the first thing that I took note of was that you all expanded your program and added 20 new preschool slots for ages 2 through 6.
Yeah, so our program is licensed for kiddos from 6 weeks all the way up until they go to kindergarten or they turn 6. And our new classroom is going to specifically be for those older kiddos, so 2 through 6. Now, our goal as we continue to enroll kiddos is to skew more towards the older age so that we can have a true pre-kindergarten program. So having a classroom for each designated age group, be that our itty-bitty baby tigers in our blue door classroom, our 2s and 3s, our 3s and 4s, and then hopefully in purple door, our newest classroom, those 4 to 5 year olds. So
You had called them Columbia's tiniest tigers.
Yes.
On with your interview with AC, and I just thought that was so cute. So one thing you also said in that interview was that you've been here on campus for over 100 years?
Yes, yes. So our facility didn't start out where we are now in Stanley, but we have been a staple of the community and of campus for about 100 years now. We've been in Stanley Hall since about the 60s. So, you know, about half of our time. Yeah. When we first started out, we were a pre-K program that mostly served younger kiddos. And it wasn't until more recently, I'm saying recently, facetiously, the 40s, 50s, and 60s recently, that's when we really expanded and we became what we are today, which is that full day, full year, zero to six program.
So on top of providing that child care and that programming care, you also supply education for MU collegiates and yes. those with the MACC practicum. Could you tell me a little more about that?
Yeah. So one of the great things about working at CDL is you get to wear so many different hats in terms of being an educator. So not only are you educating those littles, you get the opportunity to mentor and guide collegiate students. So we support two practicum classes through Mizzou, and those students are typically child life majors or education majors, and they get to come in our classroom and get those hands-on experiences working with our kiddos, learning how to administer different assessments, how to do progress monitoring with our kiddos. But on top of that, we also host those observational students, like you mentioned, from MACC. And actually, we're forming a new partnership now with Columbia College. I'm working with one of their professors to invite some of their students in to observe our classrooms. And so those opportunities, those students get a chance to see what the best of the best is in terms of early childhood education. They get to see our trained, highly qualified professional teachers operate within a normative classroom environment. And then if they've got questions about our practices, you know, hey, I noticed a teacher's doing it this way. Why? We have those opportunities where our staff can step out and really offer that that good mentorship of we're doing this because this is what conscious discipline says. We're doing that because that's what, you know, that's what best practice tells us.
Yeah. So just picking out a phrase you mentioned there was something you also mentioned in your interview with AC was conscious discipline.
Yes.
What is that?
So conscious discipline, it's all about checking in with yourself as an adult, right? So all of us have big emotions, be us the tiniest tigers are big MU tigers. But we all have big emotions. And so when we are approaching conflict or we're starting to experience those big feelings, it's about checking in with ourselves and learning to regulate that in an appropriate way. So as a caregiver, checking in with myself, recognizing when I might be feeling stressed and managing that before I engage with my kiddos. And then when we do engage with children, naming and helping them to work through what we're feeling and never shaming, right? Because anger, sadness, that's part of being human. And so we can't help what we feel, but we can control how we feel it, you know, what we do with those emotions. And that's what conscious discipline is all about, is helping kiddos navigate and have appropriate outlets for those feelings.
Yeah. So backpedaling just a little bit back to our discussion around the students and your learning lab, what kinds of research projects do you conduct at the lab?
Oh, my goodness. So this is, again, I can't sing the praises of CDL enough. There's always fun things happening there. So we get to study really anything related to early childhood, be that, research studies on how we form trust and how we bond with caregivers, to research studies on how children interact with their play environments. And really, the research is driven by the researchers themselves. And so they'll come to us with an IRB-approved project, and then we coordinate on how we can make their dream a reality. Of course, research is voluntary, so our kids that are enrolled at the CDL aren't obligated to participate in any research study that we have or that we're facilitating, but many of our families see the benefit, and that's part of the reason they join the CDL, is they love knowing that their family is contributing to learning more about the human experience in those early years.
So one thing you had mentioned on the Daily Blend and that also stuck out to me as something that leans into the best kept secret here in Mizzou is that you guys, you're open to everyone, not
yes.
just MU students or employees. It's open to everybody.
Yes, that's such a common misconception that I hear. And to be honest, even when I started, before I took this position, that was my understanding of the program, is that this was just for MU folks. I mean, we're not. We're open to the community. So I would say a majority of our kiddos, their families are members of the MU greater community, just because, we're right there in the smack dab middle of campus. But we have plenty of families that their parents work elsewhere here in the community. So
if I wanted to enroll my student or my child, how would I go about doing that?
So you would go to our website and you would fill out our waitlist application. And our waitlist, typically, our biggest need in this community is for infant toddlers. So a lot of our waitlist are those younger kiddos. And because we're opening our new slots, that's really where we're trying to get the word out there that don't let that word waitlist scare you. We do currently have openings and we're eager to get members of our community in and try to help address this child care shortage.
Yeah. So can parents enroll their children at all times of the year, or is there an enrollment period?
So as long as we have openings, we're enrolling. We do operate on the block enrollment schedule, which is where most of our openings occur in the late summer to early fall, which is where we're falling now. So as we say goodbye to our kindergartners, we typically have about 20 slots that then will open up in our younger classes. So how block enrollment works is once a year, all of our littles transition up to the two-year-old classroom, twos go to pre-K, goes to kindergarten. And so that's when our openings occur. That being said, if families move or take a job opportunity elsewhere in the state or, elsewhere in the community, we may have a spot open sporadically throughout the school year.
So one other thing that stuck out to me was your discussion around your daily provocations.
Yes.
Tell me a little more about those.
Well, the reason we use the term provocation versus lesson plan is it's a thought-provoking invitation for kiddos to learn and engage with materials. And so we utilize Project Construct, which is where we take what kiddos are interested in and we teach academic and social emotional skills through that lens. And so our provocations really are guided by the children and facilitated by our educators. The cool thing about our curriculum is no topic is off limits in terms of like how crazy sauce we can get with inviting experts to our center. So for example, we had the question of, what do animals do? Like, why do we keep animals? And so we had an entire farm basically come to CDL. So we had a cow that came for the kiddos to milk. We had sheep and goats and chickens. I did veto the ostrich, but But that was about it, you know, so always exciting.
That sounds like even curriculum that I, as an adult, would love to take part in.
Just it is
having
fabulous.
This very, like, kinetic experience of hands-on learning. That sounds amazing.
Well, and that's the great thing about CDL is really it is the embodiment of lifelong learning, right? So you're not just learning as those kiddos. You're not just learning as a college student. You're learning as an educator, right?
Yeah.
And it's facilitating that love of learning from birth all the way, you know, through our adulthood.
Yeah, I love that. And I guess that kind of also transitions us into my next question, which is that you had mentioned that you do partnerships with other departments and units on campus.
Yeah.
So what other departments and units do you partner with?
So some of our most active partners include occupational therapy, speech therapy, and then child psychiatry. We actually have, well, we just wrapped up a fellowship resident or a residency fellow. I'm probably getting those words mixed up, but we had a rotation of child psychiatry fellows that came to the CDL to work on learning assessment skills for our kiddos. And so they were trained in how to use the ASQ-3 and ASQ-SE, which are formal screening tools in terms of development. And it's a great accessible tool. Most centers should be utilizing it. And it's what is going to be utilized in a lot of doctor's offices to screen children for, you know, are they developing on track? Are there any problems? And so those fellows got a chance to come and see neurotypical kiddos in a typical environment and see, like, this is what, how an ASQ is done. And this is what I can do to build partnerships with other providers. And so that was really great to help coach and mentor those future doctors and, you know, and telling them when you all graduate and you go on to have your practice, here's how you can partner with your patient's childcare provider to ensure that you're getting the full picture of what kiddos' development looks like and how you can ensure that they're on track.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you guys just have a really amazing, inclusive program here that is integral to the development of kids in our area. So thank you for speaking with me today on this. You guys really are one of the best kept secrets here
on
campus.
We really are. It's a magical place, and there's always lots of fun and learning happening over at the CDL.
Well, so how can people support the work that you do?
Well, currently, families are always welcome to go to our website in terms of giving donations to the CDL to help us continue the good work that we do. Families also, if you have resources in terms of, hey, you happen to know a rocket scientist and they're just dying to give a presentation to pre-K, please shoot me an email. We are always looking for those kinds of connections.
These are such great programs and curriculums you have here. So again, thank you so much for talking with me today about this, Miranda. I really hope that we can have you back in the future to talk more about the programs that you're doing, especially once this expanded program really sets in. So thank you so much. One more thing. What is the website that you mentioned?
HDFS.missouri.edu.
Again, thank you so much, Miranda, for your time today.
Thank you.
That was Miranda Kleins, Director of the Child Development Lab at the Department of Human Development and Family Science here at Mizzou. If you'd like to learn more or support the CDL as they continue to expand their programs, you can do so by visiting hdfs.missouri.edu. And if you'd like to check out Miranda's conversation with AC over on The Daily Blend, visit us at kbia.org. I'm Rachel Norden, and you've been listening to Thinking Out Loud from KBIA 91.3 FM.